Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy, the whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against corruption. We would do anything and everything to expose corruption. The ends sometimes justify the means, but if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then F off. My name is Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. And today will not be any different. Today I'm just going to be tackling a subject that a lot of people deal with nowadays. It's what is an emotional vampire? I'm pretty sure a lot of people that are listening to this show right now have dealt with a person that's so fucking negative, dealt with someone that's so. Someone that just brings them down. Well, you know, an emotional vampire, this is the definition I got here. Emotional vampires are people who cause and thrive on others' misery. There are those who leave you feeling stressed out, guilty, exhausted, down to your very last molecule. Negative people tend to leave others around them drained, tired, and lethargic. No matter what you say, they seem to find a way to counter with a negative opinion. When they face a problem, they soak themselves in the issue rather than deal with it constructively. They adopt and self-victimize. They adopt a self-victimizing mindset, complaining about whatever happens. Even when you try to change the topic to something positive, they have a way to turn it into something negative. They are constantly fixated with doom and gloom of their life. Everything is black. There is no white. In the event there is some element of positivity that enters into their spectrum, they are quick to excuse that as one-off encounter of every or see the dark side behind that. That's just one form of emotional vampire. What's up? We got Foxhound type freak. We got Casey. How you doing, Casey? Yeah, well, look, and there's also people out there. I mean, and of course, if you guys remember the early show we did this week, talking about the gang stalking, this is one of their tactics that they use. They'll just send in someone to beat you down emotionally. They'll try to freaking push you to feel worthless, to feel like you feel like shit emotionally. They try to drive you to suicide. That's, they fuck with your emotions constantly. That is one of their one of the tactics they use. And I'm still fighting this damn cold. I can't wait for summer. I really just can't wait for summer to come, and so that way I don't have to deal with these fucking sniffles. I really just gotta, you know, I'm really just gonna have to move to a warmer climate. I'm moving to Arizona, so that way I could kill me some senators. No, I'm just kidding. So anyways, yes, dark humor. That's negative people are ones, you know, those are the ones that negative people don't try to, or not, they don't mean to drag you down most of the time. It's just that they're just miserable to be around. I mean, you want let me just save that point to the end of the share. So, oh man. To negative people, life just sucks. Negative people may leave you a bad taste in the mouth like critical people, but they're not necessarily the same. The natural reaction of critical people is to criticize and pinpoint things that they don't like, whereas negative people, they usually don't have any malicious intent towards others, see? What they hold is a disdain towards life in general. And you know what? It's really easy to get beaten down sometimes, especially when you're in a constant battle, constantly having to deal with scumbags left and right. I mean, they take a piece out of you. They take a piece out of you all the time, and there are several other types of of emotional vampires, like one vampire number one, the narcissist. This vampire is grandiose, self-important, attention hogging or whoring, and hungry for admiration. And usually the narcissist is a woman. Unfortunately, it's usually a woman. It's usually a chick that thinks that she should be the center of attention. They'll usually put their hands on you or slap you to get their attention. I mean, for case in point, there is a search on YouTube, Joe Rogan and feminist. Watch that video. That is a narcissistic woman. Joe Rogan is, you know, he. Well, actually, I don't know him personally, so I'm not gonna be like, you know, I don't know the man personally, but I'm just going by how the video is going. He's in the middle of the crowd. He's entertaining them. He's making people laugh. He's making people feel good. At that point, I don't know him for the 24 hours of his life, but within this 4 to 5 minute video, he is making people feel good. He's not being an energy vampire. An emotional vampire. He's actually, you know, giving people energy, making them feel good. I mean, he's a sort of vampire because, you know, sometimes comedians are kind of a sort of vampire because, you know, especially me, you know, I get this, I feed off of people's happiness. I like to make people laugh because that gets me off. So, I mean, he's getting something out of it because you feel good when you're able to make somebody else feel good by making them laugh. So that I guess that's a sort of vampire. It's a sort of symbiotic thing, but I guess it benefits both parties, so it's a win-win. So I don't think I really don't think that would be a vampire, but yeah. So back to my point. But here comes this woman, this, you know, tub of shit comes on, and she steps right up in front of him and starts talking about herself, like, oh, I deal with similar subjects, you know, I'm this, I'm so self-important, I'm this. And Joe Rogan, you know, normally, naturally so, because, you know, I would have done the same thing, so disinterested with this tub of shit, you know, this stack house of crap, I would have lost interest and stepped away and started doing what I was doing before, making people laugh. just like Joe Rogan did in the video. But she was very, very, insulted by this, by the way. And she's like, look at me, I'm right here. Totally disrespecting the man. And then he was forced to engage her and shut her down. And then thus making everyone else laugh and basically empowering himself by their laughter. Unfortunately, she had to put her hands on his face in order to just keep on getting his attention. That's an emotional vampire. Usually, she is often charming and intelligent until her guru status is threatened, and that's exactly what happened. She became a total cunt. The moment he freaking just disrespected her, so her self-imposed importance. So anyway, here's a self-defense tip when dealing with narcissists. I have brothers that are meth vampires. Yeah. So, yes, Nancy, I'm getting to that. Don't jump ahead of me, sweetheart. Usually, this is how you deal with narcissists. Enjoy her good qualities, but keep your expectations realistic. Because her motto is me first. Getting angry or stating your needs won't faze her. To get her cooperation, show her how your requests satisfy her self-interest. Or what I do is... sing the bitch, whore, cunt, slut song to her, and I'm walking away from the troubles in my life. I'm walking away. Usually, I just say, you don't feed the troll, basically. Don't feed the troll. You don't acknowledge them. You ignore them. Narcissists hate to be ignored. They hate to be cut off. You really just cut them off, and you allow them to shrivel up and die. And trust me, they will shrivel up. The moment you don't give them attention, the moment you don't acknowledge their existence, the moment you don't acknowledge their importance, the moment you just totally marginalize them, just like... You have no... and you don't have to say anything to them. You really don't have to say anything. You just... This is why it's a common pickup technique when dealing with women. Just ignore them and they come to you. Because usually it's the narcissists are women most of the time. And when you ignore them, they're like, what's wrong with me? Oh my god. You really fuck their head up. So bad. I mean, it's worked. You know, it's like usually... And it's only worked once. Like I was hanging out at this party, and this chick, she was just being a total cunt to people, and she was like, she freaking taps me on the shoulder, and she's like, buy me a beer. I was like, why? Cause I'm a girl, and I'm pretty, and you should, and you're a guy, and you look the way you do. And you should be honored to buy me a beer. I look her up, I look her down, and I'm like, bitch, you're not even worth the fucking train fare. And I just turned around and just kept on talking to my friends. Well, she got her own damn beer. She had to buy her own damn beer. All the guys are hitting on her. She's like saying, fuck you, thank you, you know, guys are buying, fucking wasting their money on her. At the end of the night, she's drunk as hell, and she sees me, and she starts making out with me. And it was hilarious, but I wasn't gonna fucking take this drunk bitch home, so I just left her. I wished her AIDS and left. So Polly, to this day, she's like, what the hell happened? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? So, yeah, that's how, really, that's the true way how to deal with a narcissist is, you know, if you can't trick them to make it believe that it's to their best interests, just ignore them. Basically, fuck them and feed them fish. Thanks, Casey. That's a Casey saying right there. Fuck them and feed them fish. In fact, I'm going to take it a step further. Fuck them and don't feed them fish. Let them starve. Just fuck them. So anyways, yeah, vampire number two, the victim. This vampire thinks the world is against them and demands that others rescue them. Have you ever been around that? It's like, oh, the whole world is out to get me. The whole world is out to kill me. Oh, God. Oh, woe is me. Oh, this happened to me. I have bad luck. I have bad luck. Oh, I'm just gonna give up. Oh, everyone's after me. You know, the type of person that has a defeatist attitude that I really hate. That type of vampire, the one that has a... Because you just want to be like, just get back out there and fight. I mean, just do it. You know, you start being a total dick and rooting for them. And just be like, you know, it's almost, it forces you, like, no, you can do it. You can do it. You start rooting for them, and then, oh, just disappointed again. Again. It's like watching your favorite team lose. It's like with these types of people. It's like you see them go, it's like, you can do it, you can... Oh, you fucked up again, didn't you? Oh, and then you try to pick up the pieces. You try to play fucking psychiatrist. Really? It gets annoying after a while. Self-defense tip. Don't be their therapist. Don't tell them to buck up. Limit your interactions and don't get involved in their self-pity. Again, ignore them. Fuck them. Just fuck them. Fuck them and don't feed them fish. Just ignore them. Let them, you know what, because, and this is so, and really, ignoring the victims are just as satisfying as ignoring the narcissist, because sometimes if they're really messed up, they kill themselves. And you don't have to do nothing. They just, a lot of times the victim, they just do it themselves. They self-destruct themselves. They ruin it for themselves. And then if you try to help them, they grab you like the fucking barnacles that they are and try to drag you down into their misery. So basically, for your own safety, for your own sanity, ignore them. After, like, I guess, you know, fool me once, fool me twice, I mean, but after the third, you know, after the third time, you realize, yeah, you know, you're a scumbag, you know, you want to play the victim card, you don't want to do nothing for yourself, you just want to ruin your own life, I can't allow you to ruin mine. Because if you keep doing that, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to end up ruining your own life. So basically, just hang up on them, just don't even bother. You know, there are other people out there that got their shit together, that are mature. And, basically, that's it. I mean, someone, you know. And, yeah, that's basically it, man. Alright, the next one. Next energy, the next emotional vampire. And again, I mean, you know, I keep slipping and saying energy vampire. The reason why I'm just focusing on emotional and I'm being specific and saying emotional vampire is because I'm not trying to deal with occult stuff like psychic vampires and shit like that. No, I'm dealing with people that try to mess with your emotions, that try to, you know, trying to beat you down, you know, mentally and stuff. Not using some hocus pocus type crap. So, please don't. I'm not talking about new age crap here. I'm just being specific. emotion, people that mess with your emotions, that just fuck with your heart, because either they're just selfish, or they have a mission in mind, and you need to learn how to defend yourself, or else they'll just continue coming at you, and you'll have nothing left. And you'll have nothing left, and you will not be able to accomplish anything. Oh, Foxhound, you stop Googling. Stop Googling. You're supposed to be, learning from me. Foxhound, basically, it was Googling. He's like, basically, a vampire is anyone who desires energy or efforts from others to find stability. Yeah, okay. And he, ha, yeah, stop Googling. I'm the person you're supposed to be learning from. But yes, you're right. Good job, Foxhound. Good job. You get a gold star for the day. There you go. Are you happy? I'm for real. Thanks, baby. You're welcome, Schnookums. Yeah.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
That's right. Run and tell that, homeboy. Oh, man. Freaking Foxhound is getting the...
Bitch.
See, how can you not think that's funny? There you go. See, that's what happens.
It's up, but it's being retarded.
Yep. It's up and it's being retarded right now. That's what happens. Thanks, Casey. Your energy... I don't got the Tim Refat. I don't have the Tim Refat just lying around, Casey. God damn. Your energy's being leached and it's being used for something. Hold on. Here it is. I gotta give Casey his freaking Tim Refat.
Your energy is being leached off you and it's being used for something. They were heavily into black magic. This Cobalt 60 powder, your normal Jew.
Jewish cursing technology.
Satanic Jews. All the normal Satanist practices, small body of Satanist Jews, the Jews, 50 million blacks, 50 million blacks.
Damn, that's a lot of niggas.
50 million blacks.
Damn, that's a lot of niggas.
Your energy is being leached off you and it's being used for something.
Okay, are we good, Casey? I'm just gonna wait until he freaking answers me. Are we good, Casey? Casey, are you happy now? You got your Tim Refat soundboard of the night?
Your energy is being leached off you, and it's being used for something.
There you go. You're welcome. All right. Had to do it because it's so easy. Vampires are mythological or folk. All right, I'm not talking about actual vampires. By vampire... I mean someone that's leeching off of you. Jerk off. Rafflecopter. Where's the Rafflecopter when you need him? Oh, man. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. The next type of emotional vampire is the controller. This vampire has an opinion about everything, thinks he knows what's best for you, has a rigid sense of right and wrong, and needs to dominate. Have you ever had that guy? The guy that has to tell you how shit should be. Usually, and I run into this type of emotional vampire all the fucking time. All the fucking time. It's the person that tries to tell you how to fucking live your own damn life. Someone that has to tell you how to live your own damn life. Freaking, I had Pat try to tell me how to run my goddamn show, how to live my life, how to do shit. You know, I had the guys that irritate the state trying to tell me how I should fucking do shit. I have fucking people I talk to. I have everyone that's ever fucking tried to cancel this show on talk to, making fucking complaints because they hate the way I do things. Almost a lot of people in the 9/11 truth movement. You know, trying to say, oh, well, that's wrong. That's the wrong way to do it. That's the wrong way to do it. You should do it my way. If you don't do it my way, you're COINTELPRO. If you don't cover this topic, you're COINTELPRO. If you don't wear this certain clothes, you're COINTELPRO. If you're not this way, you're COINTELPRO. If you don't, you know, if you're not this religion, you're a bad person. You're going to burn in hell. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. She's your handler because she didn't suck my dick. Blah, blah, blah. She didn't give me a blowjob. So, you know, she's going to blow, blah, 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 blah. It's those types of scumbag. You gotta be like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. You gotta be like Frank Sinatra. You gotta be like Frank Sinatra. You gotta be like, I don't get that, James. You gotta be like Frank Sinatra. Blah job. Yeah, no. Rafflecopter? What's the Rafflecopter? We need the Someone get me the Rafflecopter stat. Either that or I have to... you know... I'm getting the fucking Rafflecopter my damn self. Getting the Don't fuck with me. I get the Rafflecopter. I tripped over my roller skates. There we go. Bam! The Rafflecopter. So, yeah. But, okay, what does James... I did it! Oh, there you go. You gotta be like Frank Sinatra. I did it my way! Yes. Yes, old blue eyes, and you don't fuck with Frank Sinatra. You know, I'm not even into lounge, and I gotta respect the Sinatra. You know, don't fuck with the Rafflecopter. Got the Rafflecopter. There you go. So, anyways, how do you deal with the controller? Basically, speak up and be confident, and tell him to go fuck himself. Don't get up. Don't argue with him. Don't argue with them. Just tell them, shut the fuck up. Go fuck yourself. Leave me the fuck alone. And bounce. Basically, that's what you do. To this controller, shut the fuck up. Leave me alone. Or go fuck yourself. Cause really, it's just do they pay your bills? Do they fucking feed you? Do they clothe you? Do they pay your rent? No. Then tell them to go fuck themselves. Basically, that's it. And you ignore them. Again, you ignore them. After you told them to go fuck them, go fuck yourself. Like, look. Unless you sign my paychecks, unless you clothe me, unless you feed me, unless you pay my rent, go fuck yourself. You got... and I really find it... this is probably one of the hilarious things. How fucking people think they could tell somebody else what to do when they do absolutely jack shit for that person. I present to you a cup of shut the fuck up. A nice, cool glass of shut the fuck up. How about a nice, piping, steaming cup of shut the best part of waking up is having shut the fuck up in your cup. Best part of waking up is having a cup of shut the fuck up. There you go. And apparently I just lost two people because I cuss. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have a filthy mouth. A filthy, 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 F-I-F-L-T-H-Y-E-Y-I-E-S. Filthy, yes. And a shot of suck my balls. Thank you, Jim. With a shot of suck my balls chaser. Drink a nice cup of shut the fuck up with a suck my balls chaser. And I hope you trip over a bucket of AIDS. A nice fresh bucket of, you know, in high school, I almost got suspended for threatening to splash AIDS in someone's face. I'm like, I got into it. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking splash AIDS in your face. And they're like, and he actually went to the principal and told on me, saying that I was gonna. And I'm like, AIDS does not come in a liquid form. That is impossible for me to splash AIDS in someone's face. There is no way I can get that much AIDS in liquid form to stay alive. I mean, I'm 16. Where the hell am I going to get AIDS to begin with besides your mother? And this is why, again, true story, this is what I told the principal. Where the fuck I'm going to get a bucket of AIDS except from your mother? Yeah. Yes, besides the fact that AIDS doesn't exist, says Christy. So yeah, he ran to the principal saying that I was going to fucking splash AIDS. And they're like, do you know where you're going to, how you going to get, how you, she's asking, the fucking principal's asking me, where the hell are you going to get AIDS from? And I'm like, dude, there is no way in hell I'm going to get it. I'm going to get a fucking fresh bucket of AIDS to splash in someone's face. Yeah, they're gonna let me, a 16-year-old dude, walk out of the goddamn lab with a bucket of AIDS. Just like, thanks, thank you, Tom. So yeah, needless to say, I didn't get suspended because it wasn't a threat. It was a joke, you know, set at a, you know, it's like, I'm gonna splash you with AIDS. But the fact that some asshole got pissed off with it is just, all right. A bucket of AIDS from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yum. Yummy. Anyways, we're going to take a quick musical break. And, yeah, this is, oops, damn. Hair trigger. Yeah. Ah, fuck. This song is from Koro. This song is called Can't Let You Go. So enjoy. We'll be right back with a side of fries. Get your bucket of AIDS, a 10-piece dinner, bucket of AIDS with a side of the coleslaw and fries, fries with some gonorrhea shakes. Toasty.
Thank you. fall in love.
Me love and you give back. We will let it all.
Welcome back. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show. That was Carl with Can't Let You Go. Another freestyle artist that I grew up listening to. Thanks for sticking around listening. We are talking about emotional vampires, going through the different types and how to deal with them. And basically, we're just gonna end up reviewing how to other ways how to defend yourself from energy from emotional vampires. Basically, we were just talking about through the first half of the show. We talked about narcissists as a form of emotional vampire, and basically to deal with them is just ignore them, and they end up shriveling up and dying. The victim, basically the same thing, ignore them. The controller, tell them to go fuck themselves, then ignore them. And, yeah, if you missed the first half of the show, feel free to download it. The show will be up tonight. And, so you guys could download it. And I will post it on crowdshotradio.com tonight. So, yeah. You know what, Jim? I grew up listening to that music, Go Fuck Yourself. Fucking don't be trying to control me, you son of a bitch. Pay some fucking contribute to the damn show monetarily. Then you could tell me what you could give me some suggestions. And I will take them under advisement and then tell you to go fuck yourself. But thank you for contributing. Jim is a vampire. So yeah. Alright, moving on. The next one is the criticizer. The one that tries to destroy you. This vampire feels qualified to judge you, belittle you, and bolster their own ego by making you feel small and ashamed. These are the type of people that make you apologize all the time. The one that makes you feel like that you fucked up constantly. Someone that's like, oh God, I'm sorry. In fact, that's who I had to basically deal with. I ended up cutting ties with him, with Tony from Knives Everywhere yesterday. He, you know, I made me feel that I fucked up when I really didn't fuck up. You know, and I just basically have to think, hey, wait a minute, this motherfucker snorts coke. Why the fuck do I have to feel sorry for? He's gonna destroy himself. Go, you know, whatever. So yeah, you know. You know, you basically gotta just like, wait a minute, who the fuck is this guy? What? Again, the same thing with the controller. Someone that tries to control you is like they take pleasure in making you feel like crap about yourself. They try to destroy you like that. They just, you know, it's like, oh God, I fucked up again. I'm sorry. You know, if you're constantly apologizing to someone, I mean, you really gotta think. Wait a minute, what did I do? Did I do anything really that wrong? No. I mean, this is where you have to trust your own conscience at this point. And you're usually right. You're usually, your first guess is always the correct way to go. You know? It's like, you know, it's like, wait, did I do anything wrong? No, this dude is already dating some other chick. What the fuck does he care what his girlfriend does? What his ex-girlfriend does? I know, I don't give a fuck what my exes do. It's not like I dwell. It's not like I'm saying, oh, well, what's she doing posing naked in the why is she doing this? Why, you know, no, it's like, really? If I even find out anything, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. Who gives a shit? Hell, I know one of my exes, she got pregnant. Dumbass. Shit, she always tried to get me to have sex with her unprotectedly. She's like, I'm on the pill. Yeah, oops. No, it's not my baby. It was not my baby, but she had it with, you know, after, you know, we broke up, of course. You know, she got preggers. She had the kid and she put it up for adoption. It's like, oof, damn. She's like, I'm still in school and I want to have fun. Put the kid up for adoption. Kick out of, whew. It's like, fuck you. Boo. We got Kevy Kev up in the chat room. Hi, Kev. In the Talk Show chat room. How you doing? She, like, Nancy's like, woohoo, Louis, these all sound like so many people online. Not one vampire, but almost all of them. Same thing. All right, so how do you deal with someone that criticizes you? Don't take what they say personally. Address a misplaced criticism directly. Don't get defensive. Express appreciation for what is useful. Bounce back with a massive dose of loving kindness. Or do what I do. Go fuck yourself and ignore them. Because all they want to do is beat you down. The criticizer is not there to build you up. The criticizer does, all they do is tell you, oh, well, you're doing this wrong. But they usually do not give you any constructive, any alternative on how to help yourself improve. Someone who criticizes you yet gives you a way to improve, I mean, I can see you dealing with them, but someone that tells you constantly what you're doing is wrong, but does not build you up, does not help you out. Hell, I had to deal with that shit with Pat. Pat constantly fucking beat me down, fucking criticized, but did he offer anything else? No, of course not. He didn't help me. Oh, what is this PTSD I got? Yeah, okay. PTSD, you gotta put up with my shit because I got PTSD, but what you're doing is fucked up. Hey, looks like I pretty much succeeded in a lot of shit. Looks like I'm doing a lot of shit right, Pat. Yeah, why, you know, how's about you help if I'm what I'm doing is wrong? How do I do it the right way? Oh, what you're doing is wrong. Didn't fucking help. See, you know, those are that's the type of fucking emotional vampire, you know, constantly. You know, I was constantly apologizing to that son of a bitch, too. Yeah. Constantly apologizing. Constantly, you know. It's like, oh, whatever day was wrong. Yeah. So basically, yeah, ignore, you know, fuck you. Go fuck yourself and ignore. So, yeah. Next, last but not least, the splitter. This vampire may treat you like a BFF one day or best friend forever, and then mercilessly attack you the next day. When he feels wronged, he is often a threatening rageaholic who reveals in keeping others on emotional roller coaster. Yes. Does that sound like someone we know?
Nancy.
Does that sound like someone we know?
Nancy, you know.
Someone, these guys usually go on YouTube and they make videos and they attack you and they're screaming. They're like, we're here to defend America! You know. Acting like a complete lunatic, making up stories because they got pissed off over nothing. Getting pissed off over nothing. We're the real patriots. Ah! Fucking crackheaded Sam Kinison's. Crackheaded Sam Kinison's. Uh-oh. All right, I just got a request. Before I continue, someone, hold on, let me see if I still got it. Someone requested, okay, hopefully I still got it. Where is it? Did I retire the, yeah, I think sorry, Kev, I retired the Pimp's Prayer. I had to retire the Pimp's Prayer. I'll try to find it. Let me try to find it for Kev. Kev needs the Pimp's Prayer.
Let us pay the prince prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch. And guide my people and make it strong, Lord. So that she may learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Damn, I know it by heart. I know it by heart. That's fucked up. I know the pimp's prayer by heart. I don't even know the Lord. I don't know the Lord's prayer by heart, but I know the pimp's prayer in heart, by heart. That's official. I'm official. Here, oh, okay, here it is. Boom. Here you go, Kev.
Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. There you go, Kev. We got Kev. He requested the pimp's prayer. So, yeah. Anyways, back to the topic. The splitter, you know, the person that goes, acts all crazy, acts like a lunatic, gets pissed off with someone over nothing, and starts a war. Jim Stack. Jim Stack does that. Jim Stack's the splitter. Holy crap, Jim Stack is an emotional vampire. He starts making up stuff. He starts, Freedom Fucker Radio. You know, he acts like a rageaholic, but he's a real pussy. He starts threatening people, starts making up stories. And you know what? There are various other people that are dealing with it as well. You know, there's a whole bunch of other people, especially on the internet. A lot of times you find these scumbags on the internet. There's a whole bunch of emotional vampires on the internet. Yes. How you deal with the emotional vampire known as the splitter? Establish boundaries and be solution orientated. Avoid skirmishes, refuse to take sides, and avoid eye contact when he's raging at you. Visualize a protective shield around you when you're being emotionally attacked. Or, again, as all five of them, almost this is the fifth one, ignore them. They attack you, shut it off. If they call you, change your number. Make yourself unavailable to the splitter. Make yourself, you know, just form a cocoon. Just be like, just make sure they can't contact you. I mean, if it gets serious to the point that they're breaking the law just to fuck with you, call the cops. Call the cops and fucking, you know. You know, talk about, you know, oh, great. I'm not going to talk about that. Why am I going to talk about him for? Yeah, I got, stop covering it up. I got me a troll in the chat room. I don't feed the trolls. Oh, I don't feed the trolls. Well, I feed the trolls. Address the problem. There is no problem. I got no problem. You guys have the problem. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. Just I'm dealing with emotional vampires. Someone that's attacking me. And you know, best defense is ignore. They're trying to get me to engage and start name calling and doing what they're doing. Do the same thing. And, you know, what's the point? Because what they're doing is not affecting my personal life. It's not affecting my professional life. There's no reason. In fact, I know these people are hiding behind their computers, that they're hiding behind their anonymity. And that just proves how cowardly they are and how afraid they are to deal with me as a man. So for me to engage them and address them makes no sense. Because I'm winning. I end up winning. I'm on top. No one knows who they are because they like it that way. They like to be anonymous. They wanna make up stories. They want to talk about, you know, they want to make up lies. So, you know, so they want people to engage. I'm getting it right now. Actually, I'm getting it in real time on the TalkShoe chat. On the TalkShoe chat by some dude here. And of course, he's using a fake name, a fake screen name. And he's like, fight! Why fight me? Oh, you don't got the belt. I'm like, no one gives a crap. I don't give a crap. I'm not gonna, and he's like, name the name. Make me famous. Make me famous. Make me a superstar. Yeah, because I'm the biggest thing out there, apparently. Because if I mention his name, he's gonna become famous. He's gonna get his fame through me. I'm being exposed. You know. We're gonna expose you. You're a shill. Like, yeah, okay. I'm a shill. Yeah, okay, sure. Sure, make up stories. Make up the stories. Where the hell am I getting my paychecks from, motherfucker? Shit. I'm too busy trying to fucking find a job. Trying to make money the old-fashioned way like everyone else. Who the hell am I shilling for? I am free. He's like, name the name. Name the name and be free. I'm free. I'm already free. I don't need him. I don't need him. I don't need you. Anyways, enough with him. He's probably jerking off, thinking, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. You know, he probably just creamed his pants. Sir, are you happy? Are you happy I was talking to you? Did you just jizz in my pants? Jizzed in your pants? So, anyways, I got 3 minutes left to the show. Dealing with all these emotional vampires, I hope, you know, I was able to, you know, show you guys how to deal with them. Basically, ignore them. Ignore them, fuck them, feed them fish. Because at the end of the day, they don't affect you. They don't pay your rent. You know. You know, they don't pay your rent. They don't do anything for you. So fighting them, if you engage them, if you fight them, they win. You ignore them, you win. Because they are giving you energy. Because they're giving me energy. They're giving me legitimacy by trying to come after me. Because it proves that I'm doing the right thing. They prove to me, they freaking give me confidence that I'm doing the right thing. That I'm going down the right path. Because if I wasn't going down the right path, dude in the chat, in the TalkShoe chat room, yes, I'm going to talk to you. If I was doing the wrong thing, if I wasn't effective, which I have been effective, hey, Luke Rakowski's in hiding. I am now covering the Zionists. I'm going to start covering the Bronfmans. I'm doing my own research, slowly but surely, of course, because I want to be convinced 100% before I start trying to teach others. But you're afraid of me. And I feel your fear. I feel his fear. I feel a lot of people's fear. And they feel the need to attack me when all I've done is try to help. And you know what? It's all fine and dandy because you're just feeling my light. You're feeling my energy, and you don't understand it. You don't understand my strength. And yes, I do realize my own strength. I do realize my own potential. And I do realize that my light, my energy confuses you. and you feel the need to attack me because you don't understand. And I feel sorry for you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you don't have full understanding. I'm sorry that you are truly not free. I'm sorry that you feel so trapped in who you are to not be productive. Yeah. Okay, well, go ahead. You know, you want to put the chat room there. You know, you wanna, again, and of course you're gonna use me to, you know, try to, you're gonna try to use me. So, you know, that's all fine and dandy. So, get the goods, what goods? yeah, dude. If I was controlled opposition, really, I mean, listen to my shows this week. I'm telling you to not give up. I'm telling you not to give up your fight. I'm exposing the New World Order. I'm exposing people for them that they're trying to beat you down to stay up and stay in the fight. Yeah, I'm controlled. Yeah. They don't need proof. You know, they want proof. You know, Kev, don't engage him. Don't engage him. Anyways, you know, but hey, I'm going to follow my own advice because he's being an emotional vampire right now. And I'm going to continue my fight. And just ignore. And yeah, that's it. So, like to thank everyone today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. Big shout outs to Kev, Casey, Foxhound, Jim, Nancy, and Anon. And you know what? A big shout out to the haters out there. Big shout out to the haters. Thank you for legitimizing me. And he leaves. What a punk. You know, punk. I didn't even block him. I let him continue. And he leaves. So, hey, I win. I win again. Ding, ding. I got the belt. So, if you love, like that song by Lady Sovereign, if you love me, thank you. If you hate me, then fuck you. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, saying, oops, yeah, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, saying, where is it, mahalo.